I think maybe this is our third time here with this new A&E being flooded. And it's a tough time, you know, for people locally. I have to say, the emergency services, DS Environmental, all the people that came in here last night, plus the staff that were recalled and the staff on duty, made a fantastic job of getting this hospital dried out last night, and really probably saved the hospital and for this time around.
Well, also perhaps what saved it was that the rain eased off. One has to wonder if it continued for another half an hour to an hour, would have those efforts been in vain? Thus leading us to the question, what are we going to do in the long term?
That's correct. I wasn't here for the worst of it myself. I was on holiday down in West Donegal, and when I heard of it, I decided to come out here, and the rain had eased up when I got back here again. And to see the amount of rain that had accumulated here in the car park at the A&E, and you're quite correct, if it lasted for a longer period of time, it just probably would have destroyed A&E and the rest of the hospital again. And it seems like this flash flooding has become a new phenomenon here with us in Donegal, and as well as the hospital that's right out over the mountain top.
But that being said, a decision was made to allow this facility to be built here. You look around you, there's high land everywhere. This is a natural area for water to gather. Is there proper drainage? I see a couple of manholes here. That's not going to get rid of massive flood water, is it? So do you support the calls then for this independent inquiry into perhaps even the long-term future of this facility where it is?
There's no doubt, whenever you build something in a basin, whenever water starts to accumulate, that's where it's going to be, and this is the low point. It's picking up all the water coming off the side of the mountain top, and it's happened three times now, so I would have been unhappy since the first time it flooded and have spoke publicly about it. But I think on the third time here, I mean, it's kind of got to a stage that we really have to take a serious look at what we've got here. And there's so much money, if taxpayers' money invested in this building behind us, you have to say to yourself, should it be kept here or should we look at something else? It could have been practical if it had been put in the level of the upper care park, but I mean, that's yesterday's planning, and it's a very, very tough question. And but I mean, the people in Donegal need to have confidence that this A&E is going to be here when they need it, Greg. And I think at the moment, we're not in that position. We can't guarantee that this place will be open on any day, given day.